Good morning and welcome to the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, and today is the 35th day of our 40-day challenge, and it's Monday of Holy Week, and I'm sitting here in my study. I've got the TV, it's off, you'll note, over my shoulder, but this is also the week that Major League Baseball season, this year's season, begins, and it actually begins on Thursday for all the teams. Actually, the Dodgers and the Padres have already played a couple of games overseas, but the official start of the season is this Thursday. And I've got this Giants paperweight. It looks like a ball, but it's actually a paperweight. And, you know, our Pastor Zach encourages us today, as we think about the ambition aspect, to be ready to lose. And I can tell you, no team goes into a season prepared or expecting and hoping to lose. I guess I don't need to be quite as comfortable as I am. You know, they actually go into the season with the expectation and hopes that they'll have a good season, they'll have a winning season, that they'll win more games than they lose. Unfortunately, last season for the Giants, that wasn't the case. They actually lost more than they won, barely. But nonetheless, they did. And as they go into this season right now, they haven't lost any games. They haven't played any games. But Pastor Zach talked about how much humility it takes to not be successful. That's something. And that even that in and of itself is a lowering of our own ambitions and desires when we go into something. And he encourages us to be a loser for Jesus, which is an interesting concept, I think. But I think really what he's trying to get at there is, you know, the places where we bring the most of our ego and our desire to be seen a certain way, to be that we might be receive adulation, that people might admire us, are probably places where we aren't serving. Or if we are serving, we may not be serving with the correct motivation. We may be serving to be seen as opposed to serving to glorify God and really to meet the needs of others. So today, I guess I would challenge you to think about the motivations that you have when you're doing things, especially serving things, and to reflect on, are you doing them to be seen by others? Doing the thing that you think you're supposed to be doing and to receive that pat on the back? Are you doing the serving to really for the sake of another in a selfless way? Continue to point us back to the Christ Him, that Jesus, though he was God, lowered himself, humbled himself in order that he might be a servant of all. And in so doing, he glorified God. And I think in our service, we do glorify God, not for our own purposes, but for the good of others and for our love of God. So be the most lovable loser out there, I guess, is my encouragement to you today. And as we continue to journey through this Holy Week, I pray that you are able to hear and receive the story of Christ's passion once again, as the good news that ultimately it becomes, acknowledging where you are on that journey with Christ to Jerusalem, to Golgotha, and ultimately to the resurrection. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another day of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension.